Hello, happy Wednesday. 3rd of July 2019. Wednesday evening. 1 hour call with Terry Brown, our channel for the Ra Group and Elohim Group. And Winfrey, the author, songwriter, musician who wrote the book Reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And he teams up with Terry to do the channeling sessions where he asks the questions. And tonight you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligence-infinity.com. And Wynn picks the questions during the call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis. This is Barb from Ohio.
Hello, Barb. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And as we do every evening at 7 p.m. Pacific, our Whole Planet Healing conference call, where we group together, create a group energy field, and put issues on a global scale, in the live light. Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Jeannie, thanks for the articles. Some of them are really interesting.
Yes, yes. This is great, great, great that you do this, Jeannie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was interested too. I want to know if we can do something about it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's better.
Okay, good.
Better, Heis.
Good, good. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis. Cecil, C6, Sea Serpent in Soggy, Seattle.
All right. Hello, Cecil. Welcome.
Thank
you.
Hi, Cecil. Hi.
It's soggy here in Ohio, too. We just got dumped on about half an hour or so ago.
Yeah,
somebody else joined in? Someone else joined in? Welcome.
Ms. Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hello, Lauren. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy.
Where are you from, Lauren?
Forks, Washington.
Okay. I'm from Seattle area.
Northwest corner of Washington.
Yes.
Home of the Sasquatch.
Yes.
Have you seen one?
No, I haven't, but I not out here. I haven't been here that long.
Okay.
But I've come across them and not seen it, but I knew they were there because you can smell them, stuff like that, in Michigan, upper state Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, everyone. It's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Welcome.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy. Thank you. Hello.
Hey. Hey, Lauren, did you say you lived in Warren, Ohio at one time?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm close to
there.
The arsenal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In Ravenna, so.
I haven't been there in decades.
And I welcome all those that are joining in over here on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And here we have another live caller. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
How do you know I'm live? Don,
yeah, because I hear you. You're answering my question. Welcome, Don. Thank you for
you're
being
alive.
Here.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Hi,
Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Brian from Michigan.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
Hi, Brian.
I'm good. How about you, Ice?
Good, man. Thank you.
Hi, Brian.
I don't know if there are any soccer fans over here, but right now the World Cup soccer is going on. And today, Holland plays for the final after USA yesterday. So Sunday we have USA, the Netherlands.
Go Tulips.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we had a few more callers joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Heist. It's Mary Aline in Cincinnati.
Welcome, Mary Aline.
Hi, Mary Aline.
Hi, Mary Aline.
Shirley.
And who is this from?
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
We have us four from Ohio here.
Yeah.
Ohio is well represented.
Hi, Peter. Yeah, no kidding.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Buckeye.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Mary Aline.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Welcome,
hi, Terry.
Thank you for being here.
Hi. Well,
hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And somebody else turned in after Terry. Welcome. Please say a name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey,
Wynn.
Wynn.
Glad you made it.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
My you sound pretty in the background, Wynn.
Is that better?
Yes. Do you have your old microphone?
Still the old one. I'll switch it on the next call.
Okay.
No, this is the new one.
I'm not on the console because my my charger died for my PC laptop.
Look, don't tell everybody. It sounds unprofessional.
Well, you know, if energy goes on, it just, you know.
It sounds like you're taking lessons from Terry.
We had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Debbie, did you ever ask a question, Debbie?
I did.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Somebody else joined in after Debbie. We welcome you. You want to, please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. I thank everyone for being here.
Wynn, do you have enough questions for tonight?
I think we do, but thank you. But they like your questions, you know, Don.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
I like their answer.
Yeah.
Somebody else turned in. Welcome to the call.
Dr. Art, name from Virginia.
Hey, Mr. Franklin, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dr.
Hey, hey there.
Let's see.
Somebody else turned in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Bonnie, your voice is getting your voice is getting sexier and sexier.
Oh, stop.
Are you trying to tempt all the guys on the line? Oh, boy.
Well, thank you, Wynn.
Well, because we're all on the line, she's pretty safe.
Well, boy, I'm glad to be here.
Bonnie, you would make a great mother, aside from other things.
Well, I am a mother.
I know it. Would you like to say your name and your city? You're on Wednesday night. You have questions. And I sent an email out today, so some new people might be checking in. And they're usually shy about identifying themselves. And that's okay. I would be shy. It's Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, positive greetings, Wynn, from Sedona. Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey, Raiden.
Hey, Raiden. Hey, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hope everyone's having a good day.
Hey, Wynn, Dr. Art, if you can send me Lauren's information, contact information, I'd appreciate it.
I gave him your number today. He's going to call you.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great.
All right. Would you like
Hello.
To say your name and your city? Oh, I know who that is. Wait a second. Wanda?
Is that
Wanda?
Yeah, it's Wanda. Okay. Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Wanda. All she has to do is say hell, and I know who she is.
And the next caller has joined in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location. Thought I heard somebody come in. We welcome you. You can stay in the background, but it's fine. Thank you for being here.
Now, did you guys like the Monday call?
I didn't hear the Monday. I was out trying to celebrate Canada Day in the cold.
In the cold. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Now, you probably didn't understand it, right?
No, it was good.
The energy surrounding it was so awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Lauren has got some questions to the Elohim today. And they're looking forward to talking to him, Terry told me, because they said, finally, there's someone down here that can understand him.
Really? Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody.
They didn't exactly... Who is that? Is that Anna?
Who, me?
Oh, no.
No, that's Dharmananda.
Yeah.
Dharmananda, you didn't listen to the Monday call, did you?
No, I didn't.
We really missed a good one. It was one of those breakthroughs.
Really?
I'll have to rewind it, huh? Do you mean Monday regular call or Monday...
The regular call, the 6 o'clock call.
Yeah.
Oh. So what did you talk about?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell.
Oh.
We all have to go and do our homework.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You have to just listen, I guess, huh?
So.
You have to listen. But I'll give you
replay on BBS, right?
Yeah. Find it on BBS or the spiritchannel.net.
Yeah, or their website.
All right.
Yeah. Or on the phone line. And for the first time, the Elohim said, we had a guest. And the Elohim said, well, we can finally have someone that can understand us.
Thank you. Implying that we are all idiots except for Lauren.
Who are they referring to?
You'll have to listen to the Monday call.
The person is here, but we're not going to tell you who it is.
I see.
Negative.
You know, it's the sizzle, not the steak, right?
It's the sizzle, not the steak.
I'd rather have the steak.
I think it goes together.
Now, I'll give you a hint, okay? For those of you that are curious, but the hint will just make it worse, right? And the person in their past life was a good friend of Mark Twain's.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, I wasn't aware of that.
Samuel. You mean Samuel.
Samuel Clemens.
Right.
Samuel. All right, let's get on with our call, okay?
Love you guys.
What's that?
I said love you guys.
I love you too, Bonnie and everyone.
Let's see how sexy we can say hello to Bonnie. You ready, guys?
Just the guys or the girls, too?
Hi,
hey,
Bonnie.
Girls, too. Hi, Bonnie.
You stop.
Come on.
Hi there, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
I love it.
Okay, now we can go.
I don't have the button to win.
I'm okay. Bonnie, I'm just checking. I'm just checking. You're not blushing, are you?
Not at all.
Good.
My ex-wife was Bonnie.
What's that, Cecil?
I said my ex-wife, her name was Bonnie.
Well, you know, you're going to give Bonnie a complex. Just don't say things like that. Right.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is July 3rd, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. You've got questions, we've got answers. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here.
Oh my God! Wait a second. We're going to give you a round of applause for having being unmuted and working.
Unmuted.
Okay, let's go, guys.
Muted.
Thank you, guys. Terry needed a lift today. Did that help, Terry?
I don't know. I took Paul to the doctor yesterday, and they gave him a death sentence, and so anyway, I've been kind of trying to get my feet back on the ground right now.
Surrounded with love like that.
Yeah, he has.
But I don't think he has to die. You know that?
Well,
it doesn't matter what happens. Just surrounded with love, like.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what happens. But you know what? If the doctors tell you you think you're going to die, or you're supposed to die, you know that, I mean, Elohim has said this many times. It embeds, like, in your consciousness. And
yeah, but you don't want to disappoint your doctor.
That's right. Well, in any case, do you know, you guys on the line and us guys on the line, I think that we create an energy that helps keep us alive, okay? Because the more we enjoy each other, the more we connect in spirit, the more we come into our calls, the more healing energy flows through our body. And we look forward to being here. And we're not running around scared, most of us. And we're going to get better at healing people that have things wrong with them, I think. I'm working on it. Those of you that come to our Sunday calls, you know, for the first time, now maybe this has been going on for a long time. I don't ask, whatever I do, I don't ask them everything. But they say on the healing part of it that there's a bunch of, one time I said, can we get a bunch of lower level doctors and et cetera to help with the healings. And like I was suggesting that they amalgamate with our group. And they said that wouldn't be a good idea because they're of a lower nature and it could distort your highest purpose, something like that. In other words, we happen to be very broadband, and we have the potential to get out into the public consciousness in a big way. I know we do. I know that I do. I know that that's part of why they hounded me on this. And so, but then on Sunday, they said during the healing part of the call that there were lower-level guys coming in helping. Okay? They said that. Did they say that last Sunday? Might have been last Sunday. So, in other words, they're not amalgamating. We're not becoming like Kimberly, but they're there. And when there's the opportunity to come in, then we get some healers, doctors, you know, whatever,
yeah.
Shamans from the other side.
Like they said on that one of our calls several years ago, there was a group of doctors, and there was a man in Flagstaff that he had a heart attack, and they were really working with him, but then he had another heart attack and he died. So it doesn't always it do their best, but it always doesn't work.
Yeah. In any case, even Kimberly, it doesn't always work. It doesn't
right.
always work, you know. And there's a big aspect to that that has to do with you being open to spirit and me helping to keep the energies open, you know.
Yeah.
So I know that I play a part, but, you know, I don't want to dare hang a shingle out.
No.
So in any case, we're going to call in the light. And I'm sure Terry's not ready. Are you not ready? Are you, Terry?
No, I'm never ready, but I just show up. I never prepare, so I wouldn't know what to prepare for. So.
You're a never-ready battery.
Yeah, and then I don't like to listen afterwards because I go, I don't know if I could do that ever again.
I don't like to listen either, mainly because I always sound so nutty. Now, you see, you were supposed to jump in and say, "When you're not nutty." You didn't say it.
No, I was trying to figure out why to me you don't sound nutty, so...
mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyone that was married to Socrates, it's hard to look nutty, nuttier than Socrates, right?
Oh, a lot of people got mad at him.
Right. Okay.
Because, it's like I have a chapter on, I believe that I was the reincarnation of Xanthippe, Socrates' wife, and she used to get so mad at him, and so it's like I write up some of the dialogues with him that Xanthippe had I remember.
Where's that?
Let me know, or anyone else.
What happened?
Hi, so are you making noise in the background?
I don't hear anything.
It looks like it was Hyde. Okay, I muted him. All right, listen, we got one
question that came in here. And tomorrow is July 4th. And Barb, I got your question. I'm putting it in the queue. And any more questions? Last minute questions. You know, some people are asking me, Prudence asked a question about this, about phenomena that happens, okay? Let's see here. And my very first phenomena happened to me before we started channeling. And it's where I was busy writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I was asleep. And in the middle of the night, my printer started to print. And I got up, I heard a printing, I went up and looked. And there was a channeling from the Ra group that had come through David, printed out on my printer. And there's no way that I sent it a signal to do that. And I said, okay, they did it. So let's start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yeah, just a minute. I'm closing the front door so that people don't walk in or something. All right, just a minute.
Why don't you lock it? Be sure.
I did. I just locked it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We love that phrase, the one infinite creator. We are assistants to the one infinite creator. We are a bridge from the one infinite creator. And we are a step down from the one infinite creator, and we are here to assist each and every one of you where we can assist you. You have undertaken a difficult journey of levitation in the third density, and we are your brothers and sisters in the higher realms to assist where we can. When we, our energy meets the energy of the third density, light is created, which is a pink glow. And we take a break for Terry to go and So the laughing person in the third room, not to laugh so loudly. Just a minute. Hey, Susan? Susan? Hey, Susan? Could you climb the lift down? I'm on the air. Okay. All right. Okay. We take another minute to connect and reconnect from our place to your place. Our place is any place, and we want to be any place we want to be. And when we connect, a light is given off. It is the intersection of our energy with the energy of whatever we are connecting with in your realm, and the frequencies come together and they make a light, pink light, which contains a lot of the frequencies of love. If we ever say anything that does not make total sense to you, please disregard it. It is not meant for you. It is a profound moment in time when we are ever able to make connection with each and every one who wishes connection made in your realm. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And thank you for being here, and thank you for trusting us. And this is from Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina. And she had an experience last week where she woke up in the middle of the night, and this time there was a clear pyramid with a diamond-like spinning bright light in the center. They were both spinning. As it spun, it threw off stardust. Can you help to explain what this means? Was this also from Ra?
Give us a moment. This was a look into a vision from the other side, which a pyramid is a stabilization, sending you stabilization, and the light on the inside is a resultant of the stabilization of the forces surrounding it. And it is conscious, it is alive, as all things are alive with a consciousness of their own uniqueness. The light is very bright, like almost a laser, like ability, like it lighted the dark, stabilized by the pyramidal structure. It is a symbol or a structure of stabilization. If you take a look at your planet has pyramids periodically throughout. In different countries, people do not even remember anymore. Some of them are not even known as pyramids, but have turned into local mountain structures. They are stabilization force for Earth to help it stabilize its spin so that it does not experience so many planetary shifts or destabilization in orbit. That is a little bit about it.
Thank you. This is a question from Brian Hargish. And I'm trying to remember where he's located. He's a regular on our calls. I think you can feel his frequencies. And he asks, do I personally have a good working relationship with the Elohim or the Ra group? Or is that just a fantasy camp? What I mean is, what do they think when they look at me and my situations?
When we look at you and your situation, we see frequencies which are translated into a frequency look at the areas which you are operating in. All humans are operating within certain group of frequencies and have the ability to sense certain frequencies. Some individuals have a higher ability to look outside of the general range of perception and can see energies that are higher and lower than the general range of perception of a general human being. We look, you have some of the frequencies that in some of your activities that extend into higher ranges. Your math takes you into higher, some higher ranges of perception and is reaching into a higher range of frequencies. Your ability to perceive, to take a look at certain areas that you are good at has a broader range of frequencies expressed in these areas. And we see that there is a cutoff of areas which you do, some of the areas that you perceive it are go to lower cut off at lower frequencies and some cut off at higher frequencies. And we like your laugh, and we look at you and send you love.
Thank you. And I will say, they didn't exactly directly address the question about the relationship with you, but I would say the fact that you asked the question and they answered it always starts to build a stronger relationship. But not always, but often builds a stronger relationship.
We were indicating that there are areas of perception where it does relate very well to us, and then there is a cutoff in frequencies where there is no perception to be able to relate.
Yeah. Now, Brian, ask your second question next week, okay? Because I want to go through some more questions. And Dr. Art sent me an email, but he didn't actually ask the question. But he said, wow, look at this. And it was a YouTube of a church somewhere that had a Bible that was giving off oil. And they were collecting the oil, bottling it up, and giving it to people to anoint them. Now, of course, it looks like a miracle. I have read it various times. Sometimes the negative provokes miracles. Like, supposedly, the thing at Fatima was a negative projection. And
thank you. It would be unwise for us to go into the nature of that.
Okay, that is enough. Could we say it's not a sign from the positive?
We can only say we prefer to leave it alone.
Okay, we'll leave it alone. Next question. This is from Barb in Ravenna, Ohio, at about 2:30 a.m. in the morning of April 5th, 2019. A new moon, I awoke with severe ringing in my ears. Then a white light flash happened, and my heart chest was vibrating. This all lasted.
Her heart what?
Her heart and chest was vibrating.
Oh.
This all lasted 5 to 8 seconds, and then everything went back to normal, and I went back to sleep. I wasn't paralyzed or anything like that. I never had anything like this happen before. What the heck happened?
Thank you. It was an intrusion into your sleeping space from an entity who found himself moved into the sphere and connected with you and by his connection, his vibrational connection with you, it set your chest to vibrate to in vibration, and his connection with you, and then he moved back into his other density, and he wasn't sure what happened, and you weren't sure what happened. It was a connection with being from another dimension that found itself shifting suddenly into your dimension during the sleep hours, and then he recovered his positioning in his original dimension.
So it wasn't necessarily positive, and it wasn't necessarily negative. It was neutral.
It was neutral. Okay. It was a profound experience for the two of you, but it's like what happened.
Okay, thank you. Next question. We have a couple of questions here from Lauren. And he comments that he pleasantly heard your description of homeopathy recently, which was succinct and spot-on accurate, and frankly better than I would have said. If you would you give your own definition and elucidated description, along with the essential elements involved, to the cosmological term ether or ambient field?
Thank you. Give us a moment. We have to back up our energy. This takes us to the makeup of the universe. It is vibrational. And we set to the side the term ether, and we look to the field in general of all. We see the vibrational makeup of the all, and the combination of frequencies that are coming together. So when you have, there are components that make, that produce these frequencies. Give us a minute for us to derive the wording.
doctor is very good in makeup, depending upon the energy, dark energy, maybe, if you will, that the being puts out. And it intersects other energy, making a third energy. So ether is not uniform. Ether is the result and combination of the frequencies that are input. Earth has, we are lacking for words here, in the English language, has an you might call it an aura that is derivative of the beings that come together to make the. These are big beings, Earth-sized beings, that come together to participate in the Earth experience, the Earth field. These, as they come together, different beings, participating, create vibrational experience, which then can be registered as ether. With what was the field? With it was the other word.
Ambient field.
Ambient. Yes. These also create an ambient field, which is not uniform. It can appear uniform depending upon the makeup of the life forces that are participating in the experience. So the ambient field can change depending upon the location as you near Earth surface or beings participate, and therefore the ambient field can get to be more positive or can be stronger, and depending upon the participation of the life forms, which we include all things in life forms, like rocks, mountains, and volcanoes, and oceans, and they participate with their own vibrating structure. That supports them. These create an addition to the ambient field. We see that it gets into magnetic phenomena. And that is a start of the answer.
Thank you. You know, I was going to put off the second question, but I better not, because it has a time relevance. Lauren is giving a talk in Idaho this weekend, where Professor Haralick will be making a presentation in an energy science and technology conference. And Lauren is going to be providing disclosing insights. I'm curious to get your comments on our accuracy in think, and maybe suggest any corrections or inclusions which would be warmly welcomed on my part. And I don't know if he's laid enough foundation. And then he said something else, okay? Contrary to what one might imagine, expect, desire, or assert in advance, authentic research and direct discovery process, no matter the subject, is empirical and so far removed from predictability and speculative theories, it inevitably concludes in revelatory surprises. The discovery process into nature's actual truths, or any underlying cause for that matter, I found to be boundlessly pure curiosity of heart into the intimate dance, art, and music of the unknown, empirically tempered by a harmonious balance of intuition, analytic reason, and profound respect to the external influences involved. Utilitarian motto in life and professionally, never presume. 'Tis better to wisely ferret out and know what actually is. That's truth, not acceptance of a perception or belief about it. But in any case, he added that to it, and it somehow relates to his talk in Idaho.
Yes, we are smiling and we are laughing and we love it. And it is the best way to determine empirically the nature of all, as one investigates that individually, is to observe and to perceive and to then see how it relates to expression in the physical. And this can lead you to great wisdom, starting from empirically observing, and you can come to, as you mentioned, startling revelations that have been there all along, staring our soul in the face. And then other presupposed answers or conclusions can fall to the dust as you empirically see what is going on.
Thank you. And if anyone is confused by all that, I want you to know Lauren is a scientist, and the Elohim, I think, are meeting him on his level, and it may not be our level. And we're not going to go into it any deeper because we don't have time. But I will say, Lauren requested that you help him with his health issues, okay? And
yes, give us a moment. We see that this as you are approaching things, you're approaching them from an avenue that can keep expanding and growing and bringing in more knowledge, and is not headed toward any closed down doors that because of misperceptions that are holding off true revelations. And the correlation between vibrations all the way from sound to color wavelengths provide avenues for further discovery, and when one can further be open to perceptions in the area, one can create great art, great music that can be brought down into distillation for the general public to experience.
Thank you very much. And you know what? We are at 6:55. It's time to go to Whole Planet Healing. And Ryan, ask your second question next week. And if you're listening and you never ask the question, give it a try. And they usually look at who asked the question, and their vocabulary is such that you will understand it, even if some of you dropped out on some of their answers to Lauren. Of course, he may tell me tomorrow, I didn't understand it. What did they say? But we'll find out later. So on that note.
Well, Terry does. Terry has a hard time going into the areas of electricity and magnetism and their relationship and the relationship to the field and to Earth.
Yeah. Sometime we'll do a longer call with Lauren, and we'll keep talking until everyone can understand it in the most simple way. And on that note,
unmuted.